A new report by the Middle East Africa Research Institute, known as MIARI, is raising alarm bells, not just about South Africa's foreign policy, but about its moral compass. Ties to Tehran exposes how the ANC government's deepening relationship with Iran, which is a regime synonymous with terrorism sponsorship, gender oppression, and human rights abuses, is increasingly at odds with South Africa's constitutional values. Joining me on the line is Benji Shulman, who is the director of the Middle East Africa Research Institute, and he will help us unpack the report's findings. Benji, thanks so much for chatting with us. If I can start with the big picture, why is South Africa's relationship with Iran so troubling, and what prompted this report now?
Thank you, Paula, and thank you for having me on. Basically, the key thing about this report is to look at where does this relationship come from. And Iran was an ally of the ANC during under apartheid, but it was also trading oil for arms with the old apartheid government at the same time. But because it was funding the ANC, it had a sort of step in or a foot in the door at the beginning of the democratic era. And it's been able to leverage that ever since to drive Iran's political aims. And the problem with this is that we're seeing very little in the way of outcomes for South African citizens. There's not much in the way of trade. Obviously, this is a country which it has nothing in common with South Africa at a values perspective in terms of our constitution. It's an abuser of women, and it doesn't allow cultural minorities to attend universities, and it kills political dissidents, on and on and on. And so this report was necessary to sort of highlight this disjuncture between what South Africa thinks and does and how Iran is actually connected here via the ANC, and what effect that's having for us in the international community.
The report, and you yourself have mentioned, outlines covert trade between Iran and apartheid South Africa, including oil for weapons deals. How has that secret history shaped today's ANC-Iran ties?
Well, I think what's shaped the ANC's ties with Iran is that Iran was very good about giving the ANC money and pledging support publicly and all that sort of thing. The Iranian oil for arms deals that they did was in the background. So I think in some respects the ANC sort of either didn't know or didn't care, because they were at least still getting money from the Iranians during that period.
Benji, one of the most startling claims is that South Africa has shielded Iran at the United Nations and the International Atomic Energy Agency. What does that look like in practice, and why would a democracy like ours back a theocracy so consistently?
So that's the real, I think, part of the heart of it, right? The when you ask what it looks like, there's something called the IAEA, which is like a committee of the UN, or the international community, which deals with the question of non-proliferation of nuclear materials. And what had happened is that if you go back and look at the voting record, South Africa was like very consistent about protecting Iran with its votes in that forum. Now, the question is why? So one of the aspects that sort of is advanced in the paper is that in the run-up to that, MTN had a deal that it did in Iran with regards to providing cell phone services there, and what has happened is that it's been alleged, and it's now sort of before a court, that this was a corrupt deal in some way, shape, or form, and part of the corruption was to sort of trade foreign policy favors for this license, which is something that is on, you know, this that the ANC has done before. That's not unusual. There's lots of instances that we've seen them do this, but this is a sort of for a nuclear program, that's quite a serious thing.
Benji, there's speculation that Iran may have influenced South Africa's ICJ case against Israel, especially given the timing of Tehran visits and the ANC's mysterious death settlement. In your opinion, how credible is that link?
So I think what the paper does is try and take that particular allegation and put it into its context, right? If it is the case and MTN really was involved in some sort of diplomacy for money scandal already back in 2012, then it's hardly a surprising thing that they might have been involved with the ICJ. So basically what the paper does is it explains where the gaps were that the ANC had that it then had to fill in for the Iran, and says, look, you know, there's no receipt. Everyone wants the receipt about where Iran put the money in. But if they were actually already in a relationship where they were trading foreign policy favors for money, then it's not even, you know, it's not even a beyond the realms of speculation because it was already happening. So we sort of try and put that into that framework.
Benji Shulman, Director of the Middle East Africa Research Institute. Thank you. Obviously, this is a topic that we're going to return to time and time again, but thanks for helping us unpack that.